Blog Talk Radio.
Bishop will be up shortly. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, ladies and gentlemen, here in the great state of Georgia in the United States, and we trust that you're having a great morning as well. So let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Father, for another opportunity to be alive. Well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'll be Kevin Vaughn with you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you request prayer, I need a prayer. Everybody needs prayer, ladies and gentlemen. I am convinced that everybody on the planet needs prayer today in Jesus' mighty name. The number to call in today, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to share your prayer requests or just want to listen to prayer this morning, 347-843-4559 is that call-in number. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number, ladies and gentlemen. We are so excited about you joining us today. And we're just thanking God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit this morning for us being here today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, if you're in your word this morning, and some of you have already read your word already this morning, that's powerful. I want to encourage you to read Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, verses 20 through 26 is coming up. I'm going to read that for you. But we encourage you to read the entire chapter of Mark 11, ladies and gentlemen, today in your time of meditation unto the Lord. So we thank you so much for that. So amen. And one thing we want to definitely thank God for is his word. Ladies and gentlemen, his word will last forever, as Bishop shares with us. His word will last forever. Amen, amen. Praise God. We're not going to be with you long, ladies and gentlemen. First, Mark 11, verses 20 through 26, ladies and gentlemen. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answered, saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, Wow, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and thou shalt not doubt in his heart, but shall believe in those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Amen. Therefore, I say unto you, what things whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, amen, amen. Ladies, and when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Wow. Praise God. Let me read that one again. That is so simple. That's simple to read anyway. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have any ought against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you for your trespasses. Amen. But if ye do not forgive your neighbor, But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the word of God today. Mark 11, verses 20 through 26. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his word today. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that, ladies and gentlemen. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Mark 11. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you would, put your hearts and minds together, ladies and gentlemen, as we open up the mic for Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much for joining us this morning. God bless you, sir. Amen.
God bless you, Elder Griffin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We glorify you for this day that you have made. We appreciate you, God, for your goodness and mercy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning. We ask for your forgiveness as we, your words say, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek thy faith and turn from the wicked way, then they would hear from heaven, you forgive their sins, and you would heal their land. Father, we give you glory and honor today. We thank you for your word because it is everlasting. Your word is eternal, God. We thank you right now that your word is spirit and it is light. Father God, we glorify you, Almighty God. We appreciate you for your goodness. God, even as you look on America this morning, God, we need you, God, as never before. As you look on the body of Christ, at the people of God, and those that have lost loved ones during this time, God, we know that you are all-knowing, and there is nothing that you don't know that's happening, God. And we thank you this morning for your grace, God, even as we pray for those that have lost loved ones. God, all over this world, we pray for those pastors that have gone on to be with the Lord. As you pray for their families, Father God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen them. They will be missed from the body of Christ and the kingdom of God. And Father, we praise God in the name of Jesus. Let us be ready the time that you call us home. And Father, we pray, God, keep us in this world. Lord, let us not be of the world. But Father, we praise you this morning. We glorify you for your goodness. We thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. Lord, we thank you, God, even as we ask you to look on those people that don't have nowhere they can call home. No, they just don't have a place to stay. Father, we ask you to look on them, God, and be merciful this morning and touch some heart, God, and open some door of avenue, God, and make a way out of no way, because we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask, according to the power of God that worketh on the inside of us. And Father, we pray for their health and good strength, God. We pray, Father God, as you keep them close in the right mind. We pray this morning for those that are less fortunate than we are. We pray for those that don't even have this morning. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, even those in the northern states where it is so cold and the weather is so freezing, God, and that you protect them out there in this type of weather, that you would protect their lives and look on their families and look on their children. Father, look on them even that traveling over the danger highways of God. We ask you give them safe driving, safe travel, God. Those that's in the airway, give them safe travel, Father. Father, we know that you are able to do that, God, and we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for your protection, God. The God, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and we give you glory and honor this morning. We pray for our nation, God. We pray for our nation, that our nation will come back to you and get to know you as the Lord and Savior. We pray for those that are lost this morning. We pray for souls that you will save to the utmost, God, and keep those that are already saved, God. Keep them with a mind stayed on you. And, Father, we pray this morning as you continue to do great and marvelous work. We pray for all the many, many blessings that you have stowed upon our lives. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for clothing, food. We thank you for many, many things. We thank you for our loved ones, Father. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you've been so good to us. And that, God, that we cannot forget what you've done for us. And we thank you for it this morning. We pray for our neighbors. We pray for our community. We pray for our government. We pray for our presidents. We pray for those that's in leadership everywhere. We pray, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, that your will be done in the earth for him. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we thank you this morning. And Father, we glorify you for what you're doing in the lives of your people everywhere. And God, we thank you that you're opening doors, God. You're opening walls. You're making ways out of no way. You're providing. God, we thank you for new jobs, for those that don't have jobs, those that lost their job, those that lost their home. We thank you, God, that you are going to provide for them, that you're going to open a door, that you're going to make a way out of no way. And Father, we give you glory for it today. We praise you for a new start in their lives, God. We thank you, God, that you will give them more than they had before. You give them double for their trouble. And Father, we glorify you for it this morning. You were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. And checked out of people's on it. But with your stripes, we are healed. We thank you, God, that you keep on healing people. You keep on delivering. You keep on saving. Father, we thank you right now. And we don't forget, God, for what you've done and what you brought us from and where you have brought us to. And, Father, we give you glory for it, God. We thank you, God, that you had your angels protecting around us and kept us from danger, God. We thank you this morning that we laid down last night and we woke up this morning. And, God, we glory for you for it, glorify your name for it this morning. We praise you for that this morning. We thank you for your word. So said your word be to go forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you more, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing which you send it. We thank you, God. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen, knowing that your word will never fail. We thank you for your word because we can rely on your word. because we can thank you, Lord, because you are the King of Kings, and you are our resource, and you are our present help. God, you are everything that we need, and you will supply our natural needs, God, and we thank you, God, and you continue to bless our spiritual, God, our spiritual walk with you, our spiritual connection with you. Renew our minds, oh God. Renew our hearts, creating us a clean heart, renewing us the right spirit. Father God, wash us with your word. Purify us. Prepare us to get out of this world and make heaven our home. Prepare us, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you for those that have gone on before us, God, that we'll one day we'll see them again. God, we thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We praise you, God, that you have been so good to us, God. We pray for America, Lord. We pray for other countries, God. We pray for other cities. And Father God, we pray for that child this morning that's incarcerated. We ask you to look on them, God. We know that you are able to test their hearts and change their minds and give them a new start even while they're incarcerated. Father, we look on that mother this morning that's incarcerated, that father, that child, that uncle, that nephew, that cousin, whatever it may be, whoever it may be, Lord, we ask you to look on them and comfort them this morning. Change their hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give them a new start of life, Father. We thank you for it. And we forever give you glory for all that you've done, and we praise you this morning as you continue to bless America. Continue to look on America. Look on the people that's in Africa, the pastors, God. Look on those people, God. Look on the leaders and bodies of Christ in America. We pray for our nation, our churches, God. We pray for the body of Christ all over this world. We pray, God, make us one in the spirit, oh Heavenly Father. God, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. You continue to bless families as you can bring them closer together. Unite us, God, as never before. Father, we ask you to look on your people everywhere during this season. And, Father, we thank you, God. Even we're growing closer and closer to the season, Father, we ask you to let us remember you more and more. Let us keep you first in our life. Let you be the Lord of our life. And, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. This season is not about stuff, but it is about you, Jesus. And God, remind us, God, that we cannot make it without you. And Father God, we praise you for your goodness. We praise you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your love, because you are a loving God. You're a kind God. You're a merciful God. You're a long-suffering God. We thank you that you've been so good to us and allowed us another opportunity to be in your presence. We thank you for that man, this woman, that boy, that girl this morning. We pray for that family as you strengthen them. We pray for that family as you heal the broken heart. We pray, God, that you will bring unity as never before in the family, God, in the name of Jesus, that no spirit of division will come in their families. No spirit of sickness and disease will overtake them. Father, in the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for your grace. We thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you for your word. We give you all glory and all honor. It shall be thine forever. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are our present help. You are our way maker. You are our burden bearer. You are a spirit. You are a light, God. You are the only and true and living God, and we praise you for that this morning. We thank you, and we'll forever give you glory and honor, and we appreciate you for what you're going to do in the days to come. And God, we ask to keep us with a mind stayed on you. Keep us walking upright. Cleanse our hearts. And Father, we forever give you thanks, and we praise you for this day, because this is the day that you made. And we can, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for what we already have. We thank you for what you've already brought us through. We thank you, God, even as COVID-19 is still around here, that you are going to keep us and keep our minds in perfect peace, even during this season and going this time of change of president. God, we know that you are the God of God, and you are the things that we need to focus on you. But keep our minds and keep people safe to God, and give them a mind that love one another. And Father, we ask you to protect that family this morning. Protect that child this morning, that mother, that father, and comfort them, those that feel like they don't have no hope. Father, we ask you to be a father in time of fatherless, motherless, and all of those that have lost loved ones. Strengthen them during this time and encourage their hearts. And Father, we forever give you glory, and we praise you for your mighty acts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw on this beautiful Saturday morning. Ladies and gentlemen, no matter if it's morning, noon, or night, prayer is always needed. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you today. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, know that prayer is the key to touching God. Ladies and gentlemen, prayer is the key to getting the will of God done in your lives as well. So we always want to pray, ladies and gentlemen, always want to pray. Bishop, just pray for you, pray for your family, pray for your neighbors, pray for your city, your government, and also your county and state, and even all around the world. So we thank Bishop for that powerful prayer this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for the word and for prayer. Amen, amen. Praise God. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. Just thank God for everything. Amen, amen. Praise God, amen. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you.
God bless everybody this morning. We continue to pray for our nation and continue to pray for one another. And be encouraged and know that God is working all things out for your good. Hold on, keep the faith, keep trusting in the Lord, and know that God will bring you through this storm. If he brought you this far, he didn't bring you this far to lead you. But know that God is on your side, and he loves you so much. Yeshua, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he loves you, and so do we. We are praying for you. Be encouraged. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that timely prayer today, and we thank you for the encouragement as well. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. God is so good, and we want you to wake up and do what you have to do today and enjoy your wonderful day today. Hey, real quickly, from our prayer book here as well, the word, 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, God alone possible for you to be in Christ Jesus. Isn't that powerful right there? God gave us a way out to get back to the Father, and that is the Son. Jesus the Christ, ladies and gentlemen. So know that, be excited about that. And 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, I want you guys to get excited. Y'all just have some time with the Lord today, whatever it takes, guys. 2 Corinthians talks about 13:5 says, examine yourselves to see if your faith is really genuine. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get better and better each and every day in the Lord. So I want to encourage you guys to just have a little talk with Jesus, right? Tell him all about your troubles and he'll definitely hear you. By and by. Just believe God, ladies and gentlemen. Believe God. Amen. All right. Hey, we got to go. Y'all enjoy the rest of the day. Tell somebody you love them. Merry Christmas. Remember the real reason for the season, ladies and gentlemen. That is the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to act accordingly, not as the world does, but as Jesus the Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, encourages us to believe and know who he is. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, you can enjoy your life, but don't forget the real reason for the season. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Lord willing, we'll be back Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Bishop on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you, everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop.